Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yedzayin Amabiz. We're holding on Yedzayin Amad Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Mai Shamta. So says the Gemara, we've been speaking a lot about Nidoy. Says the Gemara, a lot of times Nidoy is referred to as Shamta. Mai Shamta, where does it get this name from? Why is it called Shamta? So Amar Rav. Rav says, it's Miloshain Sham Misa. Shamta is a conjunction of Sham Misa. Over there, there's death. It's a terrible thing, Shamta. Ushmuel Amar Shemama Yiyah. The Shamta is a conjunction of Shemama Yiyah, that the person will rat away. Umahan Yebeki Tichya Betanura. Shamta affects a person like grease inside of an oven. Grease inside of an oven, especially those that don't have self-clean. So everyone, if you don't have a self-clean oven, the grease, it's almost impossible to get off, which is why in Eretz Yisrael, where a lot of people don't have self-clean ovens, so there's a minog not to kasher the oven for Pesach. It's almost impossible to get it clean. Grease inside the oven, it never comes off. And so too, Shamta, it's Mahanya Beki Tichya Betanura. It helps like the grease in an oven, that the effect of the Shamta never goes away. Upliga de Reish Lakish, which is not like what Reish Lakish held. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that kishem shenichneses b'masayim v'arbam u'shmoyna ivarim, just like the Shamta, it goes into, it really affects a person, it goes into his 248 ivarim, kach kishehi yaitza, so too when a person gets out of Shamta, so he's yaitza mimasayim v'arbam u'shmoyna ivarim. The Shamta, the effect of it, it leaves his 248 limbs. And he brought a pasuk to support this idea. Kishehi nichneses, we know that when it goes in, when the nidui affects him, it goes into his 248 limbs. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'haisa ir cheirem. And cheirem, b'gematria, is mesayim v'arba mushmeinus, 248. Havu, it is. And kishihi yaitza, when he comes out, it also goes out of his 248 limbs. The chsiv, like we see from the pasuk, b'raigez rachim tiskor, through rachmanis, he's remembered, and rachim is b'gematria hachi havu. Rachim, again, is gematria, 248. Amr Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, that shadit shamta agnufta dechalba, if you put a nidoy on the tail of a dog, vihi dida avda, the nidoy will do its job, the shamta will do its job, it will take care of the dog. And the Gemara brings a story to support this idea, dahu kalba dahava achu misani derabanan. There was once a dog that was eating the shoes of the Rabbanan, that was going into the Beis Medrash, or wherever it was that the Rabbanan were, maybe not the Beis Medrash, they were taking off their shoes, and the dog was coming in and was eating their shoes. But now the Rabbanan didn't realize, they didn't realize that it was the dog eating their shoes. They thought they had a crook on their hands. Vishamtulei. So they said, whoever the crook is, he's in Nidoy. Vishamtulei. They put him in Nidoy. And what happened was, interesting, because before we had the story that Gneva doesn't warrant Nidoy, here it says that they put a nidoy on the ganuf. Interesting. And lemaisa is itli beinura beganufti va'achalte, that a fire broke out and it caught fire onto the tail of the dog, beganufti on its tail va'achalse, and it consumed the entire dog. So even though the fire just went on the tail of the dog, the shamta, so to speak, the fire was able to do its job. It completely consumed the dog. Says the Gemara, another story about Nidoy. Hahu Alma, the Havukah Mitzar Leilahu Tzorba Mirabanan. There was once an Alma. An Alma means a very strong person. There was a strong person that was really bothering a certain young Talmud Chacham, a Tzorba Mirabanan. And Asa Lekamidra of Yosef, and so this Tzorba Mirabanan, who was getting bothered by this Alma, he came in front of Rav Yosef to be Shoyel Eitza, what should I do? So Amar Leis, Rav Yosef suggested to the young rabbi, he said, Zil Shamti, why don't you go put him in Nidoy? So Amar Leis, Tzorba Mirabanan said to Rav Yosef, Mistafina Amine, didn't I tell you? He's an Alma, he's a strong person, I'm scared of him, I'm going to tell him he's in Nidoy, you know what he's going to do to me? So Amar Leis, Rav Yosef said to him, it's not a big deal, Shakili Psichale, so just put it onto a star, write him that he's in Nidoy. So the Tzorba Mirabanan said back to Rav Yosef, why is that a good Eitza? Kosher came to Mistafina Mine. All the more so, I'm scared of him. If I put it in writing and I hand it to him, he's going to crumple it up, throw it at me, and who knows what to me. So Amar Le, Rav Yosef says, no, you don't understand. put it onto the paper, and shakle achde bechada. And then after you have it written on the paper, take that paper, and achde bechada. You should take it and put it into a jar. Put the paper into a jar, va'achse be'kivre. And then put the jar into a beis hakvareis, into a cemetery, ukari be'alfa shipoire. And you should blow into the jar 1,000 blasts, barbo and yoimin, over 40 days. I don't know if it means 1,000 blasts every day for 40 days, or divide it over the 40 days. But you should blow 1,000 blasts, we'll see soon, it means tkiyos and shvarim. So blow these blasts into the jar, and you'll see what happens. So Azlavid Hachi Ditzurba Mirabban, and he did this. He wrote the Shamta, he put it into the jar, blew the shofar in it, in the Beis HaKvareis, and Pokochado, after 1,000 blasts, we're on the 40th day, so the jar completely it broke. Umis Alma, and the Alma had died. So that was really the point of the Eitzah. Now ask the Gemara, Maishi Pure, why is it that we have a shofar by Nidoy? What's the connection between shofar and Nidoy? What's the symbolism of the shofar? Says the Gemara, Shenifra in Mimenu, that the symbolism of the shofar, we mentioned Tut Asar and Tut Shari, there's a shofar involved when the person goes into Nidoy, it's symbolic of Shenifra in Mimenu, that Nidoy is a punishment, it takes retribution from the person who did the Avla. In my Tavra, we mentioned that he blew 1,000 blasts. The blast means Tekiyos and Shvarim. So my Tavra, why is it that we blow a Shvarim? Why by Nidoy is there a Shvarim? What's the symbolism of the Shvarim in relationship to the Nidoy? Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Yehuda, Tavre Batei Rame. Shvarim is a lashon of breaking, and the Nidoy is Tavre Batei Rame. It breaks down big buildings. Like we saw by this Alma, that the Nidoy is able to even break someone who's very strong. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that kol makayim shenatnu chachamim einayim, any place that the chazal or that chachamim, they put their eyes on that place, on that person, aymisa ayni, it causes the person either to die or to become very poor and anis like a mace, and that's the effect that the Talmud Chacham's eyes could have on a person when they look negatively at someone. And so the kol shekein shamta, so that's what we're saying, that's why we blow a shvarim, because it's tavri bati rami. But like we see that any time that the Chachamim even place their eyes on a person, it causes them death or Aini. So Kol Shekein Shamta, it's able to have that effect. That's why we blow the Shvarim. Now going back to the original scheduled program, the way the Perek started was Ve'ilu Magalchim B'mayit. It spoke about who is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even though Ba'atzim there's an Isser to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We said Kedei Shlo Yikanes Larego Kishem and Uvalin, so the person shouldn't come into the rego not looking nicely. So we said Ba'atzim is an Isser, a Gzeira, not to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even though it might be Latzarech HaMoed. So Al Tzta Malacha, you might be good to go, but there's a Gzeira, you're not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah said, Ve'ilu Magalchim B'mayit, that there are a list of exceptions. Amongst the list of exceptions that the Mishnah had mentioned was V'hanazir HaMitzayra Mitumasa L'Tarasai. That a Nazir, who finishes his Nazirus and the Mitzayra, Mitumasa L'Tarasai, when he finishes, when he becomes Tar. So both of these people, the Nazir and the Mitzayra, if they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, Bayim Minei Rav Yirmi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmi asked the Shaila from Rabbi Zeira, as he often does in Shas, B'shaloi hayo lahem panai, oidilma af b'shahayo lahem panai. When the Mishnah says that the Nazir and the Mitzayra, when they finish their terms, so they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We know part of the process of the Nazir and the Mitzayra when they finish their term is that they shave all the hair on their bodies. So they're part of the exceptions. They're allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed. Does that mean b'shaloi hayo lahem panai, that they didn't have a chance to do it before Yom Tov? Meaning perhaps their term of Nazirus or the Tahara of the Mitzayra, it concluded during the Maye, so they didn't have a chance to do it before Yom Tov. That's why we give them a special heter to shave their bodies on Chol HaMoed. Aydil ma'af b'shahayu lahem panai. Or maybe the halacha is that even if technically speaking their terms ended before Yom Tov, if for whatever reason they did not take care of it, they didn't get their hair cut, even though they had a chance, they were supposed to do it, afal pikin, we still give them a heter to do it on Chol HaMoed. What's the case of the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, so Rav Zeira responded to Rav Yirmiya, and he said, Tanina, that's a Mefersha Braisa. The Braisa says that Kol Elu Sha'amru Mutarun Legaleach B'mayit, regarding all these people that the Mishnah said that they have a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, like a person who comes back from overseas, Hayoisi Mibes HaShivya, someone who comes out of captivity, So all these people that they're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's dafka b'shaloi hayu lehem penai, it's dafka if they didn't have a chance to get the haircut before Yom Tov. Meaning, the person came out of jail, came out of the Beis HaShivya, came out of captivity, came back from overseas on Chol HaMoed. Or even if it was Erev Yom Tov, but it was at a time that there was no chance to get a haircut. That's when they have a heter. But if they had a chance to get their hair cut before Yom Tov, so then Asurim, so then they're not allowed to get their hair cut on Chol HaMoed. Now says the Braisa, the exception to this is Nazir and Mitzayra. A Nazir and the Mitzayra, Afa Pisha Hayilahem Penai, even if they had, technically, they had the chance to get their hair cut before Yom Tov, meaning the Naziris ended before Yom Tov, the Mitzayra became Tar before Yom Tov, still Mutarim, still Afa Pikein, even if they pushed it off, they're allowed to get their hair cut on Chol HaMoed. And the reason why they're different is because part of the process of the Tara of the Metzaira and of the Nazir finishing his Naziris is that they shave their hair, and also they bring a Karban. So therefore, even if technically their terms ended before Yom Tov, we allow them to get their hair cut on Chol HaMoed Shlo Yashu Karban Yisayim, because we don't want to push them off to get their hair cuts after Yom Tov, because the Karban only comes after they cut their hair. And that's going to be pushing off their Karban. Who knows when they're going to bring their Karban. So we'd rather them cut their hair now on Chol HaMoed. This way they also bring their Karban now that they're by the Beis HaMikdash. They'll bring their Karban and nothing will get delayed. So that's why we give them an exception and we allow them to cut their hair on Chol HaMoed even if they technically had the chance to do so before Yom Tov. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Tana we learned in the Braisa, that HaKayin v'ha'avel mutar b'giluach. The Braisa is a very ambiguous statement. The Gemara will be Mefarishet. It says, HaKayin v'ha'avel mutar b'giluach. That HaKayin and an Avel are allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now we'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara assumes that this Braisa is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah didn't mention anything about a Kayin Va'aval being Mutar B'Giluach, and the Gemara is going to assume that that must be because our Mishnah is Chaylik, and our Mishnah holds that whatever this case of Kayin is, whatever this case of Avil is, our Mishnah is Chaylik. So now the Gemara is going to have to first of all explain what's this case of Kayin, what's this case of Avil, that the Braisa holds it's Mutar for them to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and we're also going to have to explain why does the Mishnah not agree. Why is the Mishnah chaylik? The Mishnah didn't mention these exceptions. It's mashma the Mishnah doesn't hold of them. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? So first says the Gemara, hai avil hechidami. What's this case of avil that an avil is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Why would there be an exception for an avil? If anything, an avil is not allowed to get his haircut. So what's this case of avil that he's allowed to get his haircut on Chol HaMoed? Now before we explain, before we go right there in the Gemara, it's kedai really just to be makdim with a few halachas of avelos. Number one is that although the isser of taking a shower and a lot of the hilchos isurim of avelos only applies during the shiva, there's a isser for haircuts. It's the entire 30 days, the entire shleishim. It's usser for an avel to cut his hair during the entire shleishim. Another point in halacha to be makdim with is a halacha that really we're going to learn later on Daf Yotessam and Aleph, and that is the halacha that the regel Yom Tov ends avelos. Now what that means depends on where a person is holding in his avelos. If a person is in the middle of his shiva and then Yom Tov comes in, let's say his relative died a couple days before Yom Tov, so if he was in the middle of his shiva and then the regel comes in, so the regel then ends the shiva. Now he's still going to have to keep shleishim and he'll continue shleishim even after the Yom Tov, but the shiva ends by the Yom Tov. Since he was in the middle of shiva when Yom Tov came in, so the Yom Tov ends the shiva. However, if a person already finished the shiva, a person's already in the middle of his shleishim, let's say 2 weeks before Yom Tov, that's when his relative had died. So now he's already a week after shiva, he's in the middle of shleishim. So then when the regel comes in, the regel ends his shleishim. Whatever period of avelos a person is in when the regel comes, the regel then ends that period. So if he's in the middle of shiva, the regel will end the shiva. He still has to keep shleishim. If he's in the middle of shleishim when the regel comes in, so then the regel ends the shleishim. Now when this happens, let's say in the case that the person lost his relative 2 weeks before Yom Tov, so when Yom Tov comes in, he's in the middle of shleishim, the regel comes in and it ends his shleishim. So now technically he's allowed to get a haircut because now his shleishim's over. The problem is that now it's Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed there's an iser to get a haircut. So the halacha is that any time the regel ends the shleishim, is that a person is allowed to get his haircut on Erev HaRegel. Because he can't cut it during the regel, so we give him a heter to cut his hair on Erev Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov, any time that the regel is going to come in and it's going to end the shleishim, so we allow the person to get his hair cut on Erev Yom Tov. Now, there's an interesting shaila. What happens, and it's going to be nagea for our Gemara, is that what happens if the seventh day of Shiva ends, if the seventh day of Shiva falls out on Erev Yom Tov? So the Yom Tov goes into the eighth day of the Shiva. Could we consider that like the person's in the middle of Shleishim already when the regel comes in? So Abishol holds that yes. Abishol holds that when the seventh day of Avelus is on Erev Yom Tov, so we could apply a double Mixas Hayoyim Kekulei. We could say Mixas Hayoyim Kekulei that on the beginning of the seventh day, which is Erev Yom Tov, the Shiva is now over because Mixas Hayoyim Kekulei. And we could also say that now the Shleishim has begun. So we're gonna count the seventh day of his Avelus, it's gonna have like a dual identity. It's gonna be the seventh day of Shiva and also the first day of Shleisha. So since Abishol holds that we're allowed to do this, we're allowed to give this seventh day of Avelus a dual identity, we're allowed to apply a double Mixas Hayom Kekulei to make it that if the Shiva ended and also Shleisha started. So according to Abishol, anytime the seventh day of Avelus ends on Erev Yom Tov, it falls out on Erev Yom Tov, the Yom Tov is going to end the Shleishim, because we're going to consider it like the person's in the middle of Shleishim when Yom Tov enters. Mamela, it's going to be mutter for him to get a haircut on that Erev Yom Tov. However, that's the sheet of Abishol. The Chachamim say you can't apply a double Mixas Hayom Kekulei. You don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulei, and in this type of case at least. And therefore, the Chachamim would say in this case that the regel is only going to end the Shiva. It's not going to end the Shleishim. Mamela, the person still in the middle of Shleishim over Yom Tov, there's not going to be any sort of heter for him to get his hair cut. Now says the Gemara, so Haya Avol Hechidami, the Braisa had mentioned that there's a case of Avol that it's mutter for a person to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. What's the case of Avol that it's mutter for a person to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? So Ilema Shechal Shmini Shalai Be'erev HaRegel, if the eighth day, meaning already the first day of Shleishim, is Chal on Erev Yom Tov, so then why would there be a heter for him to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Ibayle Legluche Be'erev HaRegel. He should have gotten his hair cut on Erev HaRegel. Like we said, any time the Yom Tov is going to end the Shleishim, so there's a heter for a person to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. So he wasn't an Aynes, he should have gotten his haircut Erev Yom Tov. If he didn't, why would we give him a heter to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed? He was negligent, he should have cut his hair Erev Yom Tov. Ella says the Gemara, the case of Avol that the Braisa gives him a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is a case Shechal Shmini Shalai Liyais V'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. The eighth day of his Avelus, it fell out on Erev Yom Tov, but that day of Erev Yom Tov was Shabbos. So since that day of Erev Yom Tov was Shabbos, he was an Aynes. He couldn't get a haircut on Erev HaRegel because it was Shabbos. And that's why we give him a heter to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. That's the case. Ask the Gemara, that can't be the case either. Because in such a case, the halacha is that the person's actually able to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Ibay Leile Gluchi Erev Shabbos. The halacha is, in such a case, you could get a haircut, the person could get a haircut on Friday. And if so, he's not an Aynes, he should have gotten his hair cut on Friday. Why would we give him a heter to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed? Now how do we know that that's the halacha? That in such a case, that the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, that it's mutter for the person to get a haircut, not just Erev Yom Tov, it's Shabbos, he's an Aynes, he could get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. The Amar Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, that halacha is Ka'abashol. The halacha follows Abishol, that when the seventh day is Erev Yom Tov, we could apply a double mix of Yom Kekulei, and the person will be allowed to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Now, even though the Chachamim argue, so the halacha is like Abishol. Umayidim Chachamim, and even the Chachamim agree, La Abishol, they agree to Abishol, B'shechal Shmini Shaloi Liyais B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. If the eighth day falls out on Shabbos Erev HaRegel, Shemutu Legaleich B'Erev Shabbos. In such a case, the Chachamim agree to Abishol that we could allow the seventh day to be mutter in getting a haircut. Because since the eighth day is Erev Yom Tov, but it's Shabbos, so the person's an Aynes, he's not going to be able to get a haircut. we allow him to back up a day and to get his hair cut even on Erev Shabbos. So if this is the case of the Braisa, there would be no reason to give a heter to get his hair cut on Chol HaMoed. He's not an Einis, he should have cut his hair on Erev Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Leitzricha, the case of the Braisa is Shechal Shvi'i Shaloi Liyais B'Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, is that the seventh day of the Avelus fell out on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel. So now, according to Abba Shaul, that when the Shvi'i Shaloi is Chal on Shabbos, Erev HaRegel, according to Abba Shaul, Be'etzem, the Shleishim is going to end by the Regel. Because the seventh day of the Avelus counts as Mixas Ayim Kekulei, a double Mixas Ayim Kekulei. We'll consider it like he started the Shleishim already, and then the Regel comes and it ends the Shleishim. Now, in such a case, typically you're allowed to get a person's allowed to get a haircut Erev Yom Tov. In this case, Erev Yom Tov was Shabbos. So now in this case, Abba Shaul's not going to say to go back to Erev Shabbos. That's only the sixth day of the Avelus. That there's no way, there's definitely not going to be a heter for that. So in this case, the person was just a Einis. He's not going to be able to get his hair cut on Erev Yom Tov. There's nothing to do. Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos. That's the seventh day of the Avelus. He's stuck. He can't get his hair, even though technically speaking, there's a heter for him to get a haircut Erev Yom Tov. He's going to be stuck. He's not going to be able to. So says the Gemara, Tana Bara, the Tana of the Braiso, Savrlo Abba Shaul, holds like this sheet of Abba Shaul, the Amar mixes a Yom Kekulai via Yom Shvi Eila Loi Lekan Ulekan, who holds that we could apply mixes a Yom Kekulai even in a self contradictory way and allow the seventh day to count both as the seventh day and the eighth day and the first day of Shleishim. And so technically that means Yom Tov is going to end the Shleishim. The Kevin the Shabbos Havi, and since that day is Shabbos, honestly he's an Einis. He was unable to get his haircut before Yom Tov. That's why says the Braisa will give him a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Because since he's an Einis, he couldn't do anything about it. Normally, we don't let people get a haircut on Chol HaMoed because we want people to get their haircut before Yom Tov. Over here, in this case, he was an Einis. He wasn't able to get his haircut before Yom Tov. That's why the Braisa says that we allow him to get his haircut on Chol HaMoed. Whereas Tana Didan Savar, a Savar Laka Rabbana. The Tana of our Mishnah, who obviously doesn't bring this heter of Avel, it's because the Tana of our Mishnah holds like the Rabbana. The Amri Loi Aminu Mixas Ayoyim Kekulai, who say that we don't say Mixas Ayoyim Kekulai in such a scenario, Vakati Loi Shalom Avelis Deshiva. And if so, if the seventh day of his Avelis fell out on Shabbos Erev Arego, so he never started his Shleishim before Yom Tov came in. So Yom Tov isn't going to end his Shleishim. So of course he doesn't have a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed because he's still in the middle of his Shleishim. According to the Rabbanim, we don't apply a double Mixas Ayoyim Kekulai, so it's not really a midin chol hamayid that the Tana of our Mishnah is chaylik. It's midin hilchas aveilus. The Tana of our Mishnah holds like the Rabbanon, who say in such a case the Avo never started his shleishim. Since he never started his shleishim, of course he does not have a heter to then get his haircut on chol hamayid. I said there were different shitas in the Rishonim how exactly to explain this Gemara. This was bicker based off of Rashi Ksavyad. I felt that was the simplest pshat, a little bit of a complicated Gemara, but hopefully it was clear. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Hai Kayin Hechidami. So the Mishnah, the Braisa had mentioned two Aterim that the Mishnah left out, and that's Kayin and Avel. So first the Gemara explained the case of Avel. Now we're going to go back and explain the case of Kayin. And again, we have to explain, number one, what the case is, what's the Braisa talking about, that a Kayin has a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And we're also going to have to go back then and explain why the Mishnah is Chaylik. Why does the Mishnah not agree to this heter? So says the Gemara, Hai Kayin Hechidami. What's this case of Kayin? So the Gemara assumes right away that we're discussing a Kayin Bizman HaMikdash. When there were Mishmarais, we've mentioned many times in the past that the Kayhanim were divided into 24 Mishmarais, each Mishmar serving a different week in the Beis HaMikdash. During the week that the Mishmar was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, they had an Isser that they're not allowed to get a haircut during that week. Again, we don't want them to go into the Mishmar not looking nice. So therefore, we say they're not allowed to get a haircut during the week of their Mishmar. And this would persuade them to get their haircuts, the haircut before the Mishmar. But otherwise, during the week of the Mishmar, they're not allowed to get their haircut. So says the Gemara, this case of Kayin. Now the Kayin's allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. What's the case? that the Kohen's Mishmar ended on Erev HaRegel, so then why would we give him a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? He should have gotten his haircut on Erev HaRegel. Now, Batsam, this Gemara is a little bit difficult to understand, because the Mishmaris ended on Shabbos. We've mentioned in Mesechta Sukkah that they would even divide up, in Yuma as well, that they would divide up the Lechem HaPanim, some of the Lechem HaPanim going to the Mishmar HaNichnas, some of the Lechem HaPanim going to the Mishmar HaYotze, and so the Mishmar ended on Shabbos. So how do you understand this Gemara? With this case of Kain, what's the case? Ilema deshalom Mishmar to Erev HaRegel, that is Mishmar ended at Erev HaRegel. Now we know the Mishmar ends on the Shabbos. So that means Erev HaRegel was Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, if that's the case, he should have gotten his haircut on Erev HaRegel. No, he couldn't have gotten his haircut on Erev HaRegel. Erev HaRegel was Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean? So the way Rashi Ksav Yad explains is that even though technically speaking the Mishmaris ended on Shabbos, Lamaisa, they couldn't really leave at that point. So we're going to consider Mishmaris ending for the purposes of this Gemara, Rashi says, on Sunday. So now let's read the Gemara again. So the Mishmar ends on a Sunday. So Hai Kayin Hechidami, the Braisa which says, says that the Kohen has a heter to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, what's the case? Ilema deshalom Mishmar to Erev HaRegel, that is Mishmar ended on Erev Yom Tov, meaning Sunday was Erev Yom Tov. So then if Sunday was Erev Yom Tov, Ibaile Legaluche Erev HaRegel, he should have gotten his haircut on that Sunday. Why would we give him a heter to get his haircut on Chol HaMoed? He should have done it before Yom Tov on Sunday. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha deshalom Mishmar to BeRegel. His Mishmar ended during the Regel, so he never had a chance to get a haircut before Yom Tov, because his Mishmar only ended during the Regel, on the Regel. And that's why he never had a chance to get his haircut before the Regel. So Tana Didan Savar, the Tana of the Bryce, first we're going to explain the Tana of the Mishnah. Tana Didan Savar, meaning the Kash is on the Tana of our Mishnah. Ilchar, this person was an Aines. He wasn't able to get his haircut before the Regel. It was his Mishmar, and his Mishmar only ended during the Regel. So why wouldn't we give him a heter to get a haircut during the regel? So explains the Gemara, the Tanu Didon Savar, the Tanu of our Mishnah holds that we don't give a heter because Kavan did not, since we learned that b'shloisha prakim b'shana how you call a mishmari shavuos be'mure haregalim u'bechiluk lechem apanim, that there were three times a year during the shalish regalim, that during the shalish regalim all the mishmari served together in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone was equal be'mure regalim and dividing up the lechem apanim. We had in Sukkah there were different ways of dividing it, but all the Mishmaris Be'etzem served in the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalish Regalim. So since all the Mishmaris served in the Beis HaMikdash, Keman Deloi Shalom Mishmarte BeRegel Dami, so then there really is no such thing as a Mishmar finishing his Mishmar during the Regel, because the Mishmar continues throughout Chol HaMoed, because all the Mishmaris served in the Beis HaMikdash during the Yom Tov. So this Kayeh, that his Mishmar was before the Yom Tov, and it only concluded during the Regel, we don't give him a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, even though he was an Aines, because it's still his Mishmar. His Mishmar never really ended. He's still serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's Midin Hilchas Kohuna, Hilchas Avodas HaMikdash, that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that this person does not have a heter, this Kohen does not have a heter to get his haircut during Chol HaMoed, because it's still his Mishmar. Whereas Tana the Tana Barasavar, the Tana of the Braisa holds that Afo gav the Shaykh Bahanach Mishmaris. Even though it's true that this Kayin is Shaykh to all the Mishmaris that are now serving in the Beis HaMikdash during the Regel, but Mishmar Tei Miyashlimalei, his own personal Mishmar, that ended. And it seems like really what the Machlekes is how do we view that which all the Mishmaris served in the Beis HaMikdash during the Regel? Do we view it like it's every single Mishmar's turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it none of them? It's like there is no Din Mishmar during the Regel. So the Tan of our Mishnah holds that it's every Mishmar's turn to serve in the Beis HaMikdash during the Regel. So being that it's every Mishmar's turn, it's this Kayin's Mishmar. So there's always an Isser to get a haircut during your Mishmar. That's why the Kayin's not allowed to get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Whereas the Tana of the Braisa holds that the way you view the fact that all the Mishmaris served in the Beis HaMikdash during Chol HaMoed is that there was no Din Mishmaris. Everyone was equal. There was no Din Mishmar Kema. And therefore, this personal Kayin, his Mishmar, his personal Mishmar did end during the Mayid. It's not his Mishmar during the Mayid. It's no one's Mishmar. So since his Mishmar ended during the Mayid, there's no Din Mishmar anymore. He was an Einis. He couldn't get his haircut before the Regel. Now he has a Heter to get his haircut on Chol HaMayid because now his Mishmar is over. It's not his Mishmar anymore. He was an Einis before Yom Tov. And that's why the Tana of the Braisa gives him a Heter to get a haircut during Chol HaMayid. One last short Gemara. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Kol Elu Sha'amru Mutarun Legaleach B'Mayit, Mutarun Legaleach B'Mei Avla. Another halacha, that anyone who has a heter to get a haircut during Chol HaMayit, they also have a heter to get a haircut during Avelus. If a person found out that he was an Avel, right when he comes out of jail, right when he comes out of Beis HaShivya, or right when he comes back from overseas, so he never got a chance to get his haircut before he became an Avel. And now right away he's an Avel, so he also gets a heter to get a haircut even B'Mei Avla. Now ask the Gemara of Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa that it's Asurim, that even those that have a heter to get a haircut B'Mayei, they do not have a heter to get a haircut B'Mei Avlan. So says the Gemara, Rav Chistam, Rav Shilam, Ki Tanya, when that Braisa, that we said, Tanu Rabbanan, when the Braisa, the original Braisa said that these people do have a heter to get a haircut B'Mei Avlan, Ki Tanya Hachem Utarin, when the Braisa said that they do have a heter, it's B'Shetach Fuhu Avalav. In a Chanami, a typical Aval does not have a heter. The case of the Braisa that said it's Mutter was talking specifically in a case where a person was a double Aval. Right after one Avelus, he became an Aval again. And such a case, being that we give a lot of different Kulas, and included in one of these kulais that we give a person who's tachfu avolav, is that we, if he's one of these categories of people mentioned in the Mishnah, and you give him a bees, so we give him a heter to get a haircut. Ask the Gemara, how could you tell me that the case of the Braisa is bishet tachfu avolav? That would be mashma, that the only reason why he has a heter to get a haircut is if he's part of these categories. Ask the Gemara, ibishet tachfu avolav, if we're talking about a person that's a double avol, so my area kolelu. Even if he's not one of these categories, why does the Braisa say dafka if he's one of these categories, then he has a heter? My area kol elu shamru afilu kuli amanami. Everybody, if any person who's tachafu avalav rachman litzlan, he has a heter to get his haircut, even if he's not one of these categories of people that have a heter on Chol HaMayit. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that tachafu avalav, if a person becomes a double aval zeh or zeh, one after the next, hichbit sarai, if his hair is long, mekel b'tan, he's allowed to shave it with a razor, and he's allowed to do the laundry with water. So why would the Braisa then say, how could you tell me that the Braisa is talking about tachafu avalav? The Braisa says that only these people that have a heter on Chol HaMayit are allowed to get a heter B'Mei Avloi. If it's talking about tachafu avalav, so then there's a heter for everybody to get a haircut, even if he's not one of these categories. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Says the Gemara, Hayitmar Allah, we said about this last Braisa that we mentioned, about Tachafu Avalov, that it's not so simple that everybody could just get a haircut. Amrav Chista Betar V'loy B'Misparayim. The Braisa was very dafka. It said that he could cut his hair with a tar, with a razor. It meant dafka with a razor, which is a shinoi. V'loy B'Misparayim. He can't use the regular scissors. And when he could do the laundry, the Braisa said he could do it B'Mayim. He has to use it with water. It's very specific. V'loy B'Neser V'loy B'Oil. He can't use all different types of detergents. So really, even though it's true that anybody could get a haircut if it's tachafu avalav, but that's only with the shinoi. The Braisa, the original Braisa, which said, kol elu shamru, that the categories of people that have a heter to get a haircut on Chol HaMayit, they also have a heter, b'mei avloi, that's talking about tachafu avalav, but there's a special heter to get a haircut even in the normal way. If a person is one of these categories of people, and it's tachafu avalav, so then he doesn't have to use a shinoi when he gets a haircut. That's what the Braisa means to say, he could get a haircut even in the normal way. Now we'll just conclude with a member from Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, that Zaysay Meres, you see from this Braisa, that it said that if it's Tachafu Avalov, so then you could do the laundry with water. You see from there that Avil Asar B'tich Baises. And ordinarily speaking, a typical Avil, not Tachafu Avalov, a typical Avil is not allowed to do the laundry. That's what you see from the Braisa. It's only if Tachafu Avalov, then he has a heter. And even then, it's only with water. You see from here, this is actually the Makar, that an Avil is not allowed to do laundry. We're right.